From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Globally, more than 1 billion people live with a disability, which can create barriers in everyday life, a fact that Idaho coach Steve Baxter is very aware of. And that's why he's heading up an adaptive sports program at Boise State University, giving athletes with physical disabilities the chance to compete in the sports they love. So joining us now to talk more about this effort is Steve himself. Steve, it's really nice to have you on the program.
Great to be on the program. Thanks, Jim.
So, Steve, let's just start with this. For those folks who may not be familiar with the term adaptive sports, can you tell us a bit more about what that is?
Primarily, there's several kinds. You can work with people with cognitive disabilities, but we primarily focus on physical disabilities, which can be just a broad range. I myself am a spinal cord injury. I'm a quadriplegic. I was injured in my neck several years ago. But it can include amputees, disabilities people were born with, such as spina bifida. That's a really common one. Cerebral palsy is another one. Just anything that limits your physical mobility. We make modifications within certain sports to allow those people to compete at just about any level, just like any recreational sport up through elite level, like the Paralympics too. We just make adaptations so that people can still basically compete at the level that they choose to and all those things that they see everyone else do. So
tell us about how the program actually got started.
Several years ago, myself and the person who introduced me to wheelchair tennis, about 15 years ago now, I believe it's been, I started playing tennis in a chair that long ago, and we were both students at Boise State over the last several years. I've personally earned two bachelor's degrees from Boise State, and we saw that there were other programs around the country that had adaptive sports. There was a few larger ones. The two biggest ones that really got the programs going were Arizona and Alabama. And we thought it would be really nice to have something like that here. Our community of disabled athletes isn't that large here in Boise at this point. But, we do have a fair amount, and we've kept it going over the years. So we thought it'd be really nice to give those young student athletes and stuff that are coming up and going through junior high school and an opportunity to maybe stay here and go to school at home at here at Boise State while continuing their education here and also doing sports. Cause there are a lot of people out there that, that are introduced to sports, but they don't see the opportunities that some of the able-bodied students do to gain some of the advantages, such as scholarships and just a community and things like that, that can bring. So several years ago, we started trying to reach out to the university and build a program, and it's hit roadblocks along the way. COVID was a big one. We started a tennis team here just before then. We got approved to go to nationals, but then COVID hit, so they actually canceled nationals. But we returned a couple of years ago and actually brought Boise State's first adaptive team to a national collegiate event 2 years ago. And ever since then, it's been more about building on the administrative side and getting things going, like getting the word out, recruiting students. And my big priority at the moment is trying to gain scholarships for students so that they can get the financial aid that we all, all students need at this point.
So my understanding is that you do want to also expand the program to include other sports beyond tennis. So talk to us a little bit about what you're hoping to do with that, because I would think that, there, as you said, there's kind of building blocks, right, to creating this program and to expanding it.
Yes. Yeah, there's so especially, to get to the high level like Arizona and Alabama and Michigan and some of those schools now. But we have a bit of an advantage that we're the only one in the Northwest, so we have a large recruiting area. But as far as the sports, we started out with tennis just because the couple people that really got the program going were really avid tennis players. But there's a big push right now in the NCAA to include adaptive sports. The three that they focused on are tennis, basketball, and track and field. So those are obviously a priority for us. Basketball is a little tougher. Any large team event, team sport is a little more difficult because not only in addition to recruiting the number of players that you have, but also cost. It can be cost prohibitive too, because all those students need their own specialized wheelchairs that can cost, multiple $1,000, from, $5,000 to $8,000 for specialized chairs, but also to travel for the team, and send them out to sporting events where you've got, the entire team plus support staff. That can get really expensive. So, in addition to those three sports, I'm also looking at some additional sports that are more individual, that are a little bit easier to start, and maybe some sports that kind of can apply here in the Northwest and to Boise that maybe aren't going to be as applicable to other areas. Like, I'd really like to focus on skiing. There's a few universities that have adaptive ski programs, both Nordic and slalom or downhill. So that'd be a really fun program to get going here as well, because we have several adaptive programs within the area that teach adaptive skiing. But I'm trying to integrate with those right now to include that within the university space as well.
So I know you've mentioned, some of the big programs when it comes to adaptive sports. I'm assuming there are other universities, though, that also offer adaptive sports. But as you said, you're the only one in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, well, I guess there's one other university. Eastern Washington has a basketball program, but it's limited. They don't have scholarships or anything going yet, and it's just the basketball program. So, yeah, it's that's that we're in a really good space right now if we're trying to grow the program and really expand it, because I've recently been reaching out to a lot of the adaptive sports organizations all over, Salt Lake, Wyoming, Seattle, Portland. There's nothing really up here in the Northwest to allow students to go to university and get that paid for as a student athlete. That's kind of one of my big focuses right now is building the funds and the awareness to get those students to come here to Boise State.
So Steve, I want to talk a little bit about the tennis team that you actually coach. Let's just start with things like the rules. I mean, are the rules the same as if it were, able-bodied tennis?
There's really only one rule difference, and that is they instigated a second bounce rule in wheelchair tennis. And the main reason for that is because, if you think about it, able-bodied tennis players can move around. They're really mobile on their feet. And the big difference in a chair is that we can't move laterally. We can't move side to side because we're always moving forwards and backwards to compensate for that. So you'll see a lot of angular movement, a lot of ins and outs. So we can get that movement from side to side. And because of that change in movement, they instigated the rule to allow us a second bounce if we need it. The second bounce doesn't have to be in bounds. It's just like tennis, as long as that first shot is in bounds, it's a legal ball. But it's also a bit of a catch-22, because by allowing a second bounce, if somebody's hitting a good angled shot, by taking that second bounce, that draws you further off the court. So you've got to learn to compensate by your shot selection and movement to compensate for that. But that's the only rule difference in able-bodied tennis to wheelchair tennis.
What's it been like for these athletes to have this opportunity?
It can be truly life-changing in multiple ways. First of all, just getting the physical activity. There's multiple numerous studies about student athletes and how having that physical activity can help them in a lot of ways, stress relief, exercise, staying in shape. But in addition to that, one of the more important things I feel like is with the adaptive sports, it adds a sense of community, more so than I think able-bodied athletes and student athletes can really feel, because a lot of these disabled kids that are growing up, they don't get to be around peers that are going through the same life experiences they do. So when they can get on a team like this and be around a lot more people that have not even the same disabilities, but just the same experience that they do, as far as how people kind of view them and approach them. And when you go to these team events where you're traveling with a team, you can learn so much about life and adapting and learn new things, just daily living things that you never would have experienced even going through therapy and things like that. You learn so much from your peers in that way as well. So I think that's one of the biggest things, even beyond just the ability to play sports and compete and be be competitive. I feel like learning from each other in that sense of community is almost even more important.
And before I let you go, what's next when it comes to this program at Boise State?
Well, we actually have another wheelchair tennis tournament that we've been hosting for the last 3 years. That's actually coming up in just a couple of weeks over Labor Day weekend there at the outdoor Boise State tennis courts. So if anybody'd like to, they can come down and kind of check that out. It's August, I believe, 30th, 31st, and September 1st. After that, the big push is just going to continue to be on recruitment and fundraising, because at this point, because there aren't a lot of adaptive athletes out there around the country that are really at this elite level, we're trying to build from the ground up and grow those numbers. But right now, it can be really competitive to recruit the players to try and come out. Obviously, that's why I'm focusing on the Northwest as much, because there's less schools. We kind of have the home field advantage, I would say, in recruiting, because we're in this area. But that's my big focus, is trying to get some of those programs built up. There's funding out there for those, especially individual sports. When it comes to adaptive sports, you can reach out to Paralympic organizations and things like that, and try and give that pathway to those students from junior high, high school to college, and then on to the elite level. So that's my biggest focus, I feel like, right now, is kind of recruiting and building out some of those sports to give even more student athletes opportunities to do what we're trying to offer.
Well, I really appreciate you taking time to talk with us and exposing us to this entire program at Boise State University. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.